این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The respected teachers of the seminaries and theologians must discuss, teach, and do researches so that in future we are not faced with shortage of individuals such as we are facing today. It's hoped that for the sake of the exalted Allah and performance of duty, this issue is given greater importance so that the subject of justice that is among the problems of the Islamic Republic is resolved by the blessings of the great jurisprudents and theologians. The Judiciary Council must earnestly prepare the laws related to justice, and the respected Legislative Assembly must give priority to rectification of the religious laws over other tasks so that Islamic justice is implemented in the country.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. And the concept of sincerity, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, nothing in the devotional acts is as important as the intention and its sincerity. This speech of Imam rahmatullah alayh is about sincerity in intention and its significance. It is the sincere intention and pure purpose on which depend the perfection or defectiveness of ibadah or worship, and thus their validity or invalidity. You know, spiritual traits constitute the soul's primary character and intention, to which actions are subservient. And as long as self-love remains in the heart and a person remains in the oppressive habit of the self, he is not a wayfarer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he is one of those who cling to the earth. Shirk in ibadah that encompasses all its levels is the inclusion of the good pleasure and satisfaction of anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is one's own self or someone else's. If it is for someone else's satisfaction and for people, it is outward shirk, polytheism, the fiqh, you know, expression that is riya or hypocrisy.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
If a person expels the love of the world from his heart by means of self-discipline and persistent struggle against his mundane desires, he will be the same in solitude and company, inwardly and outwardly. And if someone leaves the habit of the self to migrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله. Whoever goes forth from his house, an emigrant to God and his messenger, and then death overtakes him, his wage will have fallen on God, you know, and, you know, sets out on a spiritual journey. So thereafter he encounters complete annihilation. His reward lies only on God subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and that is the concept of sincerity from the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for today has come to its end. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about the concept of sincerity once more. Nothing in the devotional acts is as important as the intention and its sincerity.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha